Philadelphia police are calling on residents there to help them unmask the men behind a series of bank robberies and a fatal shooting. At least they are believed to be men. As WHYY's Elizabeth Fiedler reports, on bank surveillance tape, the robbers are dressed like veiled Muslim women.
The worst of the incidents happened in Upper Darby, when Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood says someone who appeared to be a Muslim woman went into a barber shop.
The holdup man, who was attired, dressed in Muslim female garb, was covered from head to toe. The only thing that was showing was his eyes. He shot and killed the barber in the shop.
Chitwood says police believe it was a love triangle case. The defendant knew the victim, and an arrest was made. But he says without additional evidence, it would have been tough to identify the perpetrator. Keziah Ridgway is horrified by the news.
It makes me sad that they would, portray our religion in this manner.
Ridgway isn't covered as much as some women. She usually just drapes a scarf around her hair, sometimes with a long dress, other times pants and a shirt. She and her husband have talked about how the crimes might make people more suspicious of Muslim women.
You can't see the face, so you don't know who it is that's coming into your store, and it's just really going to make it hard for Muslim women, whether you cover your face or just you cover your head. It's just going to be something wherein people, when they see someone who looks like me or they see another Muslim woman, they're going to think negative thoughts.
Muslim leaders are worried, too. Earlier this week, they joined Philadelphia politicians to announce a $20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of any person who commits a violent crime while disguised as a Muslim woman.
My name is Imam Isa Abdul Mateen. I'm the secretary of the Majlis Ashura of Philadelphia in the Delaware Valley.
Abdul Mateen says fears about how the crimes could hurt Muslim women prompted the group to offer the reward.
It endangers our women. It disrespects our women. It makes a mockery of our women in Islam.
He worries that women will be made to reveal themselves before entering shops and businesses. Sitting across from him, Aisha Muhammad says she's outraged that criminals are using the clothing that's part of her regular wardrobe. Her clothing bill is out over her belly as she speaks. She's pregnant with her seventh child. And she says she likes being able to cover everything except her eyes.
Modesty is a huge part of Islam, and it's something we love to do. We're not forced to do it. It's not a hardship or anything. I love when I walk out the door that I'm dressed this way and I'm comfortable, and it's a part of who I am.
Even before the crimes began in December, Muhammad says storekeepers were on high alert when she walked in.
If I go into a store to purchase, maybe I'm shopping clothes or something, shoes. There's definitely a lot of following me around the store. Or people will say instantly, like, do you need help with something? Can I help you? And it's not the polite, it's a little aggressive.
Abdul Mateen says when criminals disguise themselves as Muslim women, he believes it's a hate crime against Muslims. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
You're listening to All Things Considered.